This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India ended their 11-year wait for a global trophy when Rohit Sharma led Team India clinch the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2024, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington Oval last night. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have congratulated the Indian team for winning the T20 World Cup 2024. President Draupadi Murmu in a social media post said, "With the never-say-die spirit, the team sailed through difficult situations and demonstrated outstanding skills throughout the tournament." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in a social media post said, "Bharat is elated by the spectacular victory of the men in blue in the T20 World Cup." Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his message said, "The country is proud of the Indian cricket team." He added that this match was historic. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar today. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that during the visit he will meet Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman. His visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. In the energy sector, India and Qatar recently signed a landmark $78 billion deal extending LNG imports for another 20 years until 2048. The ministry added that India and Qatar share historic and friendly relations which are marked by regular exchange of high-level visits. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has expressed hope that this year India will achieve a historic export of $800 billion. The Union Minister held a productive interaction with stakeholders and reviewed the progress of Santa Cruz Electronics Export Processing Zone, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India and Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks at Bharat Ratna Mega CFC in Mumbai. Speaking to media persons, the minister highlighted that it's a positive sign that our exports are growing and this also reflects that the world wants to do trade and investments with India. Department of Legal Affairs, Ministry of Law and Justice is organizing a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Mumbai today. The aim of the conference is to generate awareness about the three new criminal laws, the Bhartiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, the Bhartiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bhartiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 among all the stakeholders including judges, prosecutors, advocates, officers of law enforcement and investigating agencies, district administration officials, academia and students of law and the citizens. Conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of West Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and remaining parts of West Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu during next 2 to 3 days. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra till Wednesday. And in badminton, India advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Junior Mixed Team Championship in Yogyakarta, Indonesia with a 3-2 victory over the Philippines last night. Today, India will face host Indonesia to determine the group winner. Earlier, India began their campaign with a dominant 5-0 win against Vietnam in their Group C opener on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.